Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or where you really should get all your podcasts relating to health. And that's a sensational site called podcasthealth.com, podcasthealth.com. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is 1286B. The Bs are always wonderful guests, and we have one for you today. She has written a sensational book. Of course, I'm biased since it is exactly what I think about, and she's done it and captured it beautifully. The Age Rebellion by Lindsay Simpson. Our sponsors, as usual, are LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, Dye Rescue, and Releaseum. What you should take if you're taking one of the GLP-1s and have nausea, vomiting, constipation, or diarrhea, it actually, in 70% of the people, take 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after you get your shot, and it relieves and prevents all those symptoms. That is Releaseum. The other sponsor, foryoungevity.com. Go to that website, the number foryoungevity.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. It will be a sponsor. It'll be a supporter of The Age Rebellion by Lindsay Simpson. And by the way, to find out more about this book, you can go to theagerebellion.com. So, Lindsay, everything you've got in this book is exactly what I believe in, with one exception. I'll come back to that in a little bit. But one of the things you point out in the introduction is we live in an ageist society. One in two people hold ageist attitudes.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. We've extended life expectancy. You know, the time of retirement used to be set as age 65 from the German war machine in the 1850s. And they did it in that period because no one lived that long, but the general wanted to set some goals for his soldiers. We're now living a lot longer on average than 65. Your base of the book is that key that we want to enjoy and thrive after 65.
Well, I think it's actually thrive whatever your age is right now. So I, Michael, am level 48. So I talk about ages in levels. So I am age 48 or level 48. And you're quite right. I want to be level 70, level 100, level 120. The Age Rebellion is around how do we supercharge this next phase of life. So that could be you're about to hit 50 and it's about the next 50 years of life. It could be that you're 70 and the decades in front of you. But we've just done this incredible job of helping people live longer. And you're obviously a fanatical proponent of longevity, but I don't believe we've done enough to help people know what to do with those extra decades.
Right. And so you point out that your goal was to retire at age 50 and how wrong that was. The goal is actually to find, I think, and you point out in the book very well, is to find essentially a passion for your work that you don't find as work, but find as joy.
I'm a big believer that we should be retiring the term retirement. I don't think actually the word does us any favors as humans, as economies, businesses. It's, you know, you put a piece of machinery out of service, you put a piece of machinery into retirement. I don't think we should be doing that with humans, but we've made that in our developed worlds and in the last century the goal, as if that's the goal in life. But actually, we need to design a life that we never want to retire from. We need to have fulfillment should be the goal. And that can be involving work, that can be involving learning, that can be involving filling our 7 days a week, our 24 hours a day, with decades to live, with things that get us excited to leap out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, and I obviously couldn't agree more since I'm 80 and still practicing medicine and having a great fun as
fantastic.
What we call, I'm one of the few five-star for 5 years in a row clinicians here at the Cleveland Clinic. And you point out again, and so well, but for truly life-changing results, it will require effort.
Yes.
To grab a notebook before they read your book, which is wonderful advice.
I believe that really we are sleepwalking. People, as they hit midlife, they hit later life. Yourself is perhaps an exception to this, Michael, at level 80, still proving that work and age is our superpower, particularly in the healthcare arena. You know, all of that crystallized intelligence and experience that you gather through your life means that you have perspective and you have answers that more junior clinicians will not have because they won't have been through those processes before. I just believe that actually the age rebellion is something that you need a notepad. You need to be working through because you need to start actually thinking, what is the plan? How do I want to design my life? What do I want to do the next 1 year? What do I want to do the next 5 years? What do I want to achieve in the next 10 years? And what does that look like in my whole of life? So we obsess around health from a longevity, but what does that mean around purpose? What does that mean around our relationships? What does that mean around the things that we love and we want to lean in more to? And what are the things that actually drain us of energy and we want to tune out a little bit from? But most people I meet around the world, they're just kind of sleepwalking. They're showing up, they're delivering for their family, they're delivering for their employers if they're working, they're delivering for other people, but they're never giving themselves permission to really just stop and go, what do I want now? What's my future look like? And how do I design that? And that's really my gift through the Age Rebellion.
And you show a Venn diagram on page 120 that is the intersection of what you love, your passions and interests, what you're good at, your skills and talents, what the world needs, how you can contribute to society, and what you can be paid for. It's in the interaction of that, I guess, and ikigaya that you say is the sweet spot. And I think that's what all of us should aim for. Is that right?
It is. Ikigai, if you've not come across this concept before, it's the Japanese word of meaning, our purpose. And I find that a lot of people know what they don't want to do. The things that they, you know, I don't want to keep doing that job that I've been doing, or I don't keep wanting to be focusing my time in there. But they don't necessarily know what they can do, what their transferable skills are, you know, where their experience can be their superhero power in the future. And so working through that framework and really working through it, not just reading it and turning the page, but actually writing lists, you know, what is that really long list of all the things that you're good at? And some of those things that you're good at are also going to appear on that list of the things that you love. But some of them aren't. You know, I'm really good at contracts, but God, I hate writing contracts. You know, I'm really good at public speaking, but I love public speaking. You know, we start to work these things through. And by then also looking at what does the world need? What can you get paid for? We start to see what are the things that should be hobbies? You know, what are the things that you perhaps love, but the world doesn't need and you can't get paid for? Well, they're things that you just need to perhaps put into your own time and energy, but not take it as a career vocation. But there is a whole world of opportunity there where you can start to move towards things that really get you excited, but the world does need. And so I talk through examples of real age rebels, normal people around the world, who are, you know, one being, for example, my brother, Darren, who ran a supermarket, so like a Walmart store for 32 years, and then was like, what do? I only know how to run a supermarket. And he has retrained, gone back to college, qualified as an audiologist, and has just bought 3 stores to audiology stores. And he's going again for the next 25 years in a smaller retail environment, but one where he's an entrepreneur for the first time. And it was only by working through that ikigai process with him that I realized, well, not everybody's got an annoying, pushy sister like me, and the world needs a bit more of this in their life.
We're talking with Lindsay Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N. She, in addition to writing this wonderful book, The Age Rebellion, Supercharged the Second Half of Your Life, she is the founder of 55/Redefined as well. Tell us a little bit about 55/Redefined, if you would, Lindsay.
Of course, yeah. So 55 Redefined, we're a global organization working with over 300 global multinationals. So the likes of Amazon to Warner Brothers, Diageo, all the brands that you will love and know. We are fixing age from the inside with those organizations. We're getting rid of the stereotypes that they hold around older adults, be they their customers or the talented people that work in their businesses. And we are redefining work for the 100-year life. So how do they extend careers, not just by 1 year, 2 year, but by decades? And how do we create different ways of working, given we are going to be elongating our careers for so long? We have a US business as well, the Age Friendly Institute. So I've got a team based out in Boston, Massachusetts, who have been certifying companies to be age friendly organizations and states. So states like California and LA County and various other parts of the US, where we've been helping them really mean what does longevity mean in the world of work? But what I become, I suppose, really realized to me, Michael, was that less than 5% of the world's population works for these large corporate organizations. And so the other 95% are perhaps your listeners. They are self-employed. They're working in a smaller business. They are retired. You know, they're stay-at-home mums. But all of these people need the insight and the tooling to be able to have agency over transforming their future lives. And I don't believe that governments are going to spell this out for people. And if they're not in these large organizations to have the benefit of some of that training and insight and interaction, then I think the world's missing out. And so this is giving everybody back that gift.
We're talking with Lindsay Simpson, who is not only the CEO of 55/Redefined, but has written a wonderful book called The Age Rebellion, Supercharge the Second Half of Your Life. And there are things for you to do and think about in the book, which is why she says pick a notebook up before you put the book up so that you can keep tabs. Of course, you can do it on your iPad as well. One of the neat things about this book is each chapter looks like it starts with a quote. I like the one on chapter 2, since it really is what it is all the define about, which is from Walt Disney, all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Sponsors of our show, again, are 4Youngevity.com, the number 4Youngevity.com. Sign up for the free newsletter on the latest in longevity medicine, the top story of the week. The other one is the makers of Releasium, lifesfirstnaturals.com. They also make True Biotics. There's a lot of interesting material in the book, one of which is at the end, you talk about money to a great degree and how that is by continuing to work, you should continue to save as well. Do you want to go into a little bit about the money strategy, Lindsay?
Yeah, I do. Well, people that anchor on an early retirement generally do so on one or two things. They're either anchoring on how much money they think they need to have saved for their retirement years, or they anchor on an irrelevant age. So perhaps an age that they came up with decades earlier, I'm going to be retired by 65, or an age that they lost someone meaningful to them, a colleague or their father, perhaps. Well, you know, my dad retired and he died at 62, and therefore I'm going to be out of work by 60 so that I don't have that same fate. Both of those anchors are wrong. The money one is that we believe that money is the quest. Money is going to make us happy. It's going to fulfill our dreams. And I can with absolute certainty tell you that it doesn't matter whether you are in the camp of not having enough money or whether you're in the camp that you've got more money than your wildest dreams. It doesn't fill your life with purpose. It becomes a hygiene factor. And so what we find, and I explore this, you know, the people that don't have enough money, that are wanting to work to enable them to support their longer lives, and those that perhaps have sold a business or just been very fortunate in their personal background that have more money than they need to survive, actually find that actually they feel lost. They don't know how to motivate themselves. They get depressed. I start to unpick this. And so in the world of work, you know, for many decades in traditional organizations, we're programmed that it's kind of up or out. You know, our quest is to go up the pyramid. It's to get promoted. It's to become a manager. It's to get more pay, get a bonus. But what happens is when we hit our 50s and beyond, money starts to drop out of the top three reasons why we want to work. It's more about flexibility. It's more about purpose. And it's often about actually feeling valuable and included. It's about not feeling like the oldest person walking into, you know, into the bar. What we find with money is once we accept that it doesn't give us purpose, and we accept as it doesn't create our value, i.e. I'm not just what my paycheck says, that's not my value, then you can start to create work that's far more interesting. You can start to say, actually, what would I trade money for that's more exciting to me? So could I work 3 months off and 3 months on? Could I and say to my employer that perhaps that actually I would like to trade money to continue to work for longer, but I would like to volunteer one day a month at a charity that's more meaningful to me. Or actually, I want to take a sideways or backwards move because actually I want to become a teacher in the industry that I am rather than continuing to lead a team or build what I'm doing.
Lindsay Simpson has been our guest. The Age Rebellion, Supercharge the Second Half of Your Life. It's a hatchet book. Thank you for coming and thank you for writing this book. It's a wonderful book. The Age Rebellion.
Thank you.
And especially thank you, those of you, 50,000 of you or so, who've downloaded us this week. This has been 1286B. The B's are always wonderful guests, as Lindsay is. The A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks again for coming on, Lindsay, and thank all of you for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Feel free to rate us. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.